I guess I just don't really have anything to do, you know, so I'm going to do my own podcast, you know, it's just me, Special Morgan Edition, I don't know, that's what we'll call it, the Special Morgan Edition, you know, because Sid's not here. I'm doing another podcast with Sydney tomorrow, though, because we will be practicing volleyball, and we'll probably have time for a podcast, so, you know, you guys will get in on that. I'm just gonna let you know, some of the other people that are gonna be podcasting with us, Lexi, but that's gonna be, like, a rarely thing, that's probably gonna be, like, after volleyball, and then Kristen, because I hang out with her every weekend, so it'll be, like, our special edition weekend things, but, you know, these ones that I do by myself, I don't really know, it's just, I do them by myself when I get bored, so, you know, no one's awake, and if they are, you know, they're not talking to me, so whatever, but yeah, what was I saying? Yeah. But I guess I'm just gonna let you guys in on some inside jokes, you know, because, no, I'll just let you in on everything that happened today, because some stuff already happened today that was really cool. I went and I hung out with a lady in the parking lot, and, to scare her, I turn around and I look at her, and I'm like, where's Jonathan? And this lady turns around, she's like, oh my god, like her, she didn't say anything, but her face, she's like, oh my god, you guys lost your hair. And then Kristen, like, busts out laughing and, like, points at the lady and says, we didn't lose anyone, don't worry, you know, but the lady, like, flipped out, you know, it was hilarious. What else? What other jokes, I guess, for you guys? All right, Mackenzie. Let's do this American Horror Story right here. Viewer discretion is advised. I don't know. Just, she was not a cool person, okay? But I don't think she deserved to be treated as badly as we treated her. It's just, she treated us really poorly. So, never mind. You know, screw that. She deserved to be treated very poorly, considering the way she treated us, okay? Never mind. I'm not gonna try and be some saint and act like, you know, she was perfect and she didn't deserve to get in trouble for anything. No, she probably hated everything in the world, honestly. You know, once upon a time, I was the big, well, no, this hasn't changed. I'm still the biggest troublemaker, I think I know. But, Sydney used to be all innocent. I rubbed off on her, now she's a rebel too. Not really surprising. Anyone that I've ever hung out with has ended up being a rebel. Well, they weren't my friend for a very long time. So, yeah, that's just how it's always worked for me, honestly. Either you rebel with me, or you don't be near me, because you, no rebel, you're disgusting, kind of a thing. But yeah, Mackenzie, she was just flat out weird. She wasn't a rebel, she was a psycho, okay? Like, when I first met her, you know, it was on the bus, and I didn't have any friends yet. I was the new kid, you know, fifth grade had just started. Well, no, it hadn't just started. It was maybe, like, a couple of months after fifth grade had started. No, what am I saying? A couple of weeks, maybe, like, 2 or 3 weeks. And it's, you know, middle October, maybe. And, you know, I had already done all of this Halloween everything by myself, because I didn't know anyone. And the only people I did know didn't live in my neighborhood, you know. They lived in different neighborhoods. So it wasn't like I could do anything with them. So, I was kind of a loner at that point, you know. I didn't know anybody, except for the ones in my class, you know, and they were nice to me. It wasn't like I was a stupid loner, like, oh god, she's goth, but, you know, I was a loner. It was really weird. I don't know how to explain it other than just loner, you know, but, Mackenzie was a loner too, and so we joined together in lonerness, and, she introduced me to Sydney. And me and Sydney got along great, you know, but, Mackenzie started to get jealous of that, and she, like, flipped out on us all the time for just being friends, really. I don't know what else to say about that. Like, she literally just flipped out on us for being friends, and so she, told me that, you know, I was her only friend, and that I would be her only friend forever, and that she was, like, my original friend, and Mackenzie was not a nice girl, okay? She would punch me and stuff like that. She basically abused me, And it was like, leave me the fuck alone. And one day, me and Mackenzie are talking, and it's been a really good day so far. You know, we were just talking about alcohol and our friends, and I'll get on about that kind of stuff. Like, you know, if you guys want to know about what I think over drugs and alcohol and that kind of stuff, I can tell you, but I'll tell you guys that later. Yeah, but, when it came to Mackenzie was very corrupted. I don't know. She was like a corrupted file in a computer, and no one could fix the file, and she was just shutting down everything around her. And she looked at me, she's like, we should, corrupt Sydney. Well, she didn't say that, but she said, do you know what porn is? And, you know, me thinking it's some really cool thing that I don't know what it is, you know, I have no clue what it is. I'm like, yeah, I know what it is, even though I'm, like, thinking to myself, is that a kind of food? You know? Like, I was an idiot. I thought it was, like, some type of meat or something I never heard of. She's like, let's show it to Sydney. And I'm like, okay. Because, like, now I started to feel weird about it. Now I'm like, hold on. What is this? What are you talking about? Is this, like, this is where I started to think, is this, like, a horror film or something? Like, is that why you're asking me this? Is that, like, is it meant to, like, mess up Sydney? And so, you know, we bring Sydney over to her house, and she's like, Morgan, do you want to see it? And I'm like, sure, because I wanted to seem like a badass. You know, I've done more badass things than that, but I mean, still, I wanted to seem really cool. So I'm like, yeah, sure. And so she shows me and Sydney this picture of a guy's dick being swallowed into some girl's butt, and we just started crying. Like I do not, I shit you not, me and Sydney ran out of her house screaming, and she comes out with her phone with this picture on it still, laughing her ass off. And we're like, you are the grossest person ever, get away from us. We had no clue what it was. And she's like, but Morgan said she knew it was. I'm like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? You really think I knew what that was? You know, I don't know what was wrong with her. I really don't. She was a weird chick. I had problems with her. So that's basically the story of what Mackenzie did. So if you ever hear me and Sid talking about how, Mackenzie corrupted her, that's what we're talking about, you know? The whole, I thought porn was a type of meat, and then she shows me and Sid, and we're like, what? It was just probably the scariest thing ever. Yeah, so I guess that's Mackenzie. Sorry, if I pause, it's because I'm listening to my radio. With me now, I'm gonna show you how. Okay, I'm sorry. That was not supposed to be a part of this. I might edit that out, but yeah. Well, no, because no one's really ever gonna see that part, so whatever. Hey, alright, let's do a kind of question of the day thing. What do you guys want to hear about next? Do you want to hear more stories? Do you want to hear, like, what we think about stuff? Like, what do we think about drugs, or what are our life goals? I don't know. What do you guys want to hear? I don't know. Alright. Bye, guys.